Welcome to another episode of the Courage to Be the Difference podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Ruskus, a business coach, author, and entrepreneur who is fascinated with the elements it takes to have courage to step up your game and make a difference not only in your own life, but in the lives of others. Today's podcast is on the topic of finding your inner creative. Something that can be very scary, yet mandatory, because we never know what we'll find when we dig a little deeper. Every month here in the Victory Circle since 2006, we've paid homage to one of the 12 mastermind principles that are the foundation of our organization. The principle of imagination is indeed one of my favorites because it's what I have come to think of as vital play. It's the richness of our imagination that usually gets us into business to begin with. Unfortunately, sometimes we can get so caught up in the day-to-day minutiae of the business that we can forget how important it is to get back to that vital play that is involved with our imagination that leads to innovation, personal growth, and business growth. Way too often in leading workshops that I do, when I bring up the topic of creativity, so many people tell me that they simply are just not creative. And I'm here to tell you today, as I have told them, that it simply isn't true. And that's not just my opinion. There's plenty of research, some I will share in this podcast today, that has been done on this topic of creativity. Each of us were born with the ability to create. It's part of our human DNA. Sadly, though, we can get out of practice because we quit using our imagination. And when we allow our imagination to die, our creativity goes right along with it. So what are we to do? Well, as the title for today's show implies, we need to find our inner creative. I love a quote that my son Travis Ruskus said when he did the very first Courage to Be the Difference podcast with me. And he said that when things get dark, you find out what spark you carry. And I would encourage you to think of some of the darkest times in your life. And it really was that spark within you that pulled you forward. And the creative spark and spirit we each possess allows for our imagination to come out of the dark and to come to life. The key, again, is using your creativity on a regular basis. The consistent use gives what is known as creative flow. And you could also think of creative flow, which we'll talk about more here, as a muscle of sorts that you can begin to rely on, just like you rely on other muscles in your body to get you to do things that perhaps you couldn't do before. And just as my weekly writing of the victory letter that I do became my creative date with myself, there are many other things that you can do to have creative dates depending on what energizes you the most. It could be a form of physical exercise, doing something in your city, going to another city or town or country that you've never done before. It could be meeting with new people. Overall, just going out and getting yourself inspired. One of the books I highly recommend reading because it made such a difference in me showing up for my creative self is The Artist Way by Julia Cameron. And in this book, Julia shares the importance of having creative dates and ways to get your creativity unstuck. She named her connection with writing, which was one of her sources, and we'll talk more about that, how important that is. She called that process morning pages for herself, and every morning she would get up and write and do her morning pages. An important element of creative dates is the people that you hang out with before, maybe even during and after these dates. It's just like any other thing in life, right? You probably heard that the people that we hang out with is a really good barometer to our success. Do they inspire you, right? And do they help you get towards your creative greatness? If you're hanging out with someone who's a real downer right before you have a creative date with yourself, it's going to definitely affect you. So I encourage you to really pay attention to that and who you're hanging out with on a regular basis, especially around your creative date times. These could actually be live interactions with other, or you might want to listen to a positive audio or video recording right before a creative date just to get you in a good frame of mind. And one of the key fundamental essences of marketing today, something I talk a lot about in my work, is inspiring others to connect and engage with us, right? By utilizing the products and services that we have to offer them. And here's the deal. Your inner creative will make this possible for you. You'll be much more inspiring for other people to connect with, right? Wouldn't it be nice to think of yourself as that positive person that people want to hang out with? So let's look at the creativity date, and it could be a variety of activities from running, if you're a runner, running on a different route, or cooking a dish you've never cooked before. Even coloring in a coloring book can get your imagination inspired. A big reason adult coloring books have become so popular. This really requires that you take a long look at what your creative passion is or maybe used to be back in the day when you were a child. I always encourage people to go back to your childhood and think, what were the things that inspired you? Dust off the creativity and do a new version of it. Try a lot of different things. Maybe something you think, oh, I would never be inspired to do that. Try it anyway and see what happened. The key is to let your creative energy come out to play. In other words, a creativity date can either be work-related or not, depending on how healthy or active your creativity has recently been. I feel blessed in my work, and I think it's one of the greatest things as entrepreneurs that we can do, that our work and our play just kind of run into each other all the time because it's all one beautiful thing. So think of it as if you haven't worked out in a while, and given that your muscles, you know, might be a little bit weak and you need to get them warmed up and acclimated and start using them again. That's what we're talking about here. Perhaps it's once a week, twice a week, depending on how quickly you need to get your imagination going again. The more creative dates, the merrier. If you could do it every day to start your day that way, which is something that I do, it can be a really awesome way to start each and every day. And we'll talk about that here in a minute. So once you get the flow going, then start to get focused on what piece of your creativity you're going to stay focused on in order to really assist you in moving forward. One of my joys in writing the victory letter for the past 17 years, this month, actually, it'll be 17 years that I've been writing that every single week, right? I've really worked on that muscle, is that I know that every week I get to look forward to this. It isn't something I go, oh no, I've got to get the victory letter done. I look forward to having a writing date with myself and really sitting down and having a time that I don't have to feel guilty about my creative pleasure of writing. It's a required element for growing my business. So whatever creative elements that you're initially attracted to, fully immerse yourself and keep your dates with yourself. Don't make time on your calendar and then blow it off, because what I will tell you is, and I've seen it in my clients, that when that happens, sometimes they just don't come back again. So make that date and then keep the date. Make it sacred and make it important. And as important as the time that you put aside, be sure to put attention into the place that will become your creative space. You should have it be a fairly organized space. And many creatives will say that they do their best in clutter with all their stuff around them. And I totally get it, that one person's clutter is another person's inspiration. So remember, there's a fine line. I for sure love lots of stuff around me in my office, from pictures of those I love. I have a little Gumby doll that reminds me to be flexible. I have a Seth Godin doll that I'm just looking out of the corner of my eye, a gift from a dear friend that sits on my bookshelf. I mean, there's a lot of things like that, but it's different to have things than to not be able to find things at a snap of a finger, right? Have you ever had that where just like there's so much clutter, it's so much disorganization, you can barely think? That's not a good place to be in. And if you find yourself always, quote unquote, looking for something, it's time to get yourself organized and perhaps reorganized so you can spend more time creating, less time looking for things. And in that case, maybe a personal organizer is worth their weight in gold to you, to help you just kind of reorganize and get really in a better flow because everything around you is working. You know, some people, and I love some feng shui principles as well. Maybe something like that can help you if you're just feeling stuck in your space. Because remember, your creative space is where you create your best stuff, because your creative energy is flowing. I'm going to talk about that a lot here. This particular space can change as it needs to. In fact, it's encouraged to move things around, right? You don't want to get stale in your creative space. But it's the space where magic happens. So it has to be a place that gets you into the flow so that you are at your creative best. And creativity is not something to take for granted. Pamper it by giving it a great place to come to life and to hang out. Your creativity deserves it. And this can change, right? From someplace outside your house. You know, people like to go to coffee houses. There's a lot of different things that you can do. Last year, I converted a shed that we had been using out back near my garden to store a bunch of, let's just say, stuff. And one day I just hit me, you know, what if I just cleaned it out, put a little desk in there? It's only about 50 square feet. Big or small, however you want to look at it. And it has become a great place for me to escape and focus on the creative only in the warmer months of the year. I guess I could go out there in the wintertime, but it gets a little cold here in Colorado. So it's really my summer creative spot, because what's really cool is when I open the double doors to it, it looks right over my garden, and it's just a really amazing space for me to sit and write. And I know that really the only thing I'm going to do in that space is write. And it's amazing the flow that happens for me in that space. And speaking of writing, if you're sitting here saying, oh, that's great for you, but I'm not a writer, I want you to stop and think about the power behind writing. Time and time again, I have seen people awaken the writer within by embarking on a form of writing that's called free writing. It's what opened it up for me. I started doing free writing probably close to 20 some years ago. And it's appropriately called so because it gives you the freedom to write with no big rules about dotting your I's and crossing your T's. I took many writing classes. I wanted to be a writer, and I had taken all these classes. I took it at the local university here at CU, and what I found, the more classes I took, the more jammed up I got about writing, because I was looking at being picture perfect about it. So free writing, when I discovered it, which was a great, wonderful thing, is where you allow your mind to go free and you just start writing the words before your inner critic has time to evaluate and judge and stop you. You just let your thoughts flow from your unconscious mind, and it's amazing what can come out. And it really literally changed my life as a creative and as a writer when I decided to do this. Because I was no longer worried about my commas. I do have comma issues. Ask anyone who's ever edited my work. About it being in the right place and just the whole proper grammar thing. So what I discovered is that just by letting the words flow from me, so that you know, and I think part of it was like my mind would start to go back to school, right? Back to grade school, where sentence structure was the focus. It was the primary focus. And it really stopped me. And again, by tapping into my unconscious mind to all the things we have sitting from all of our lifetime in our unconscious mind, it opened up the flow. And there was just actually a whole lot more to share. I can't tell you how many times that I've looked at, and I do most of my writing on my computer, and you could do it freehand as well, but I know that I just look back at my computer screen and I go, wow, where in the world did that just come from? Like that, I'll sit down to write about one thing and I end up writing about a whole different thing. So it's really amazing what we've got trapped in our unconscious mind. And again, whether your goal is to be a writer or not, maybe you're creative in another area, it will actually open you up. So that's why I really encourage everyone to try the free write element. And remember, if writing is your gig and you want to do more writing, there's always time for editing later. Let somebody else do the editing or do the editing yourself later, but in your initial sitting down to write, that's not the time or space to do it. It's really time to let your creative and really let the good stuff out because it's sitting there waiting to come out. So I want to share with you three elements that will assist you the most when it comes to belief and patience in bringing your imagination and subsequently, again, your creativity to life whenever you need it. And I really mean whenever you need it, because what I have come to find by having this creative muscle of mine ready to go at all times, I never have writer's block. I'm just always in the flow because I'm always working that muscle. So here's the three things. Number one is about creating rituals. One of the reasons that I do a morning practice every single day that I call my morning momentum is to give myself time every single morning to meditate and wake up and honor my creative self. It's that important. The idea is to give myself a minimum of an hour if I can. Some days it's always not possible, but most days it is. And whether I'm at home or I'm traveling, I find a spot, and traveling it can be even more creative because then you're in a new place and I can either take a walk to go somewhere, go out on a balcony if I'm on a hotel. I've just found the most fascinating things first thing in the morning, and I love to do it at sunrise because I just think there's this magic that happens at sunrise, though some mornings it might be difficult. And for those of you listening to my voice right now, they go, "Ugh, sunrise, how could you even do it?" Try it. You know, it's really pretty inspiring. And if you'd like more information about just this whole idea of morning momentum, I'm not going to get into that much further here. But you can email me at Sherry. Sherry is spelled C-H-E-R-I. That's how my mother decided to spell my name. Sherry@businessvictories.com. So again, that's Sherry, C-H-E-R-I, at businessvictories.com. Just let me know that you're interested in morning momentum and I'll get you some more information about that. But in the meantime, the key is to get every detail of your ritual down so that you fully own the time deeply and completely. It's your time. You look forward to this time. And you'll be creating in the process the details of your ritual as it unfolds over time, over space. And, you know, think of it as of things like you might like a cup of tea or coffee. I'm a coffee person myself. You might want to light a candle, listen to a certain type of soothing music, sit in a particular room. This time of year right now, I love to go out to my garden and sit in my garden. I bring my yoga mat out there. You might have a favorite piece of clothing you want to wear, have a picture near and dear to you, a certain type of pen, whatever feels good to you and opens you up to your possibilities. Cal Newport, in his book Deep Work, which I highly recommend, speaks of the importance of rituals in order to fully immerse yourself into the work at hand. It comforts and compels us in the area of our imagination that can get uncomfortable at times as we reach new creative heights. So that's number one, is to create rituals. Number two is to eliminate stress and worry. Do you have any stress and worry perhaps in your life? This is really a big one. So I really am going to ask you to pay close attention and listen very carefully. Stress and worry is just rampant in our world today. Much of it is due to the pace in which we move through our days, right? That never-ending to-do list, got to be here, got to go there, got to do this, got to do that. And it may surprise you to know that focused effort towards your creativity is one of the best worry and stress zappers that there is. There is an actual psychological root to this element of creativity that you may not be aware exists. Psychotherapist Rollo May, who studied and wrote of anxiety and the relationship it has to the lack of creativity, further clarified his research in his book, The Courage to Create, another book that I highly recommend if you're really wanting to know more about this. In the book, he shares how he came to realize when the unconscious brain was put to work through the avenue of full-on creativity, the process allowed the conscious brain to take on a whole new capacity as they actually aligned together. And as he described it, the inwardly, the unconscious, so that part of your brain I was talking about before, that, you know, that there's so much sitting back there, but we usually can't do it because the outwardly, the conscious brain, the one our inner critic lives in, the one that's talking to us most of the time all day long, creates a type of dynamic fusion as they come together. So by allowing the unconscious and the conscious part of your mind to come together, Rollo May talks about this dynamic fusion, which is called, and he actually classified this term as a heightened state of awareness and consciousness. Again, the flow, right? You're totally in the flow because your conscious and unconscious brain are working together, right? And everything works so much better when we're all working together. And that's really why meditation is so powerful, because it allows our conscious mind to get quiet, right? It's a very noisy part of our mind, and the two parts can merge. And when they do, just magical things happen. Ideas start to come seemingly out of nowhere. Think about when a problem seems so huge in one moment, and when you walk away from it and relax in some way or form, even maybe even have a good night's sleep, suddenly the next morning the problem seems to resolve itself because you're thinking now about it differently. Many times when you say the words, "I'm not creative," it's because you don't give yourself the time to fully relax into it. So number one, I want you to stop saying that if you're saying that at this point of the game. Again, the power really lies in those, the rituals, the creative dates, and when you know that you don't have to force anything, it's just part of it. And this is going to really help you to eliminate that stress and that worry, which is the number two tool. And then the number three tool, the third tool, I guess you would call it, is that there comes a time when you must not only build the trust with other towards you, you must build trust inwardly towards yourself. This is some inner work, right? So perhaps better thought of in the light of self-confidence. Trust is mandatory to allow your greatest creativity to come to light. Think of it as a free fall, right? If you've ever done a free fall, I have never jumped out of a plane, but those who have told me of just the complete freedom that you feel when you jump out of that plane. It's something I don't have the courage yet. Maybe one day I will, but not today. So it takes away any barriers that you may have put up, such as saying to yourself such negative words as, "I am not creative." If you just get rid of it and then just say, "I am a creative," right? Those affirmations, they do work. And focus more on how you're going to honor your creativity and trust in your creativity and allow others to honor it as well. Really important, especially if you're in a relationship living with someone, that they honor that with you as well. Trust, when turned towards the actual talents and abilities that you possess, is what can take you towards fully embracing your inner creative. It's just such a beautiful thing. And there may be a period of what you might call blind faith, where only your gut instinct is driving you to stay in that creative flow. Again, it's what a free write's about, that you're just, you put on the timer for 10 minutes and you maybe write on a topic. Let's say the topic is pink pen. I'm looking at a pink pen right now. And so you talk about anything you can about a pink pen. And I remember in my free write classes that I took early on, what was really interesting, one time we talked about the topic was a feather. And what was interesting to me is that every single person in the room, and there was like 10 of us, wrote something different about a feather, from a fictional story to just different elements. It was so interesting to me. I mean, it's what really brought to light for me, wow, we each have this own perspective and this own inner creative inside of us that when we allow it to, it will come to light in a different way. And it's what's so great about creating content today and all of that, because we all come from, you know, that unconscious mind again has so much that you've been filling it up with your whole life. And you have a perspective like no one else on the planet. So it's really trusting in that and allowing your inner creative to come to life through it. If you think about your most creative moments, they simply happen without a lot of fanfare, right? For the most part. Marianne Williamson shared that from The Course in Miracles, this element, when you think about the word flow, right? Creative flow, that God can't do for us what he can't do through us. And I really see this as and like I was telling you, sometimes I look at my computer screen and I go, where did that come from? It's thinking about that it isn't that you have to, that it, how do I want to say this? It's not, it's got to flow through you. And sometimes we can get stopped because we think we're supposed to know or do something, but it's really allowing the flow to happen and letting the creativity come through you. Allow your I get so excited about this. Allow your creative spirit to ring loud and true. And not only for you, but also allow those gifts that you possess to come to life and change the world for others to make a difference on the planet, right? So by embracing your inner creative, your inner creative is going to embrace you right back. And then it's one of the nicest gifts that we can give to ourselves and to others. Mark Twain said that continuous improvement is better than delayed perfection. And I love that quote from him. He had so many great ones. Talk about a creative genius, right? And it's because he kept, and he talks about that in a lot of his writings, that he just kept doing it. He just kept going out and trying different mediums. If you've been avoiding your inner creative altogether or not hanging out with him or her enough to make a difference in the flow of your imagination, my question for you right now is, what are you waiting for? What's the magical moment that might happen that you would do it? So think about starting today of how can you honor your inner creative. And I would invite you to come visit us over at thevictorycircles.com for more insights on this topic, and sign up for the Victory Letter on our blog page and get more imagination tools. We're totally focused on this throughout this entire month and in the weeks ahead. So there's going to be more following this podcast about this. I'm excited about some of the guests that we've got coming up. And as we continue to explore the topic of our imagination. So with that, this is Sherry Ruskus signing off for another podcast episode. Thanks for joining me today. And if you enjoyed this podcast, share it with a friend or colleague who you think might benefit. It's the greatest thing we can do is share things that enlighten us with others. Share a comment and let me know what part of this resonated with you the most. And until next time, remember to breathe deeply. And as you do so, imagine the possibilities as you have the courage to be the difference by finding your inner creative.